As the day begins, we turn to you, seeking strength to carry us through. In every word, your truth is found, a steady hope on holy ground. You meet us here just as we are. Faith is rising where you are. Give us grace for today, hope for tomorrow, joy in the midst of every sorrow. We lean on you, we choose to stay, trusting your hand, we're winning every day. When questions rise and answers wait, we rest our promises are sure and true, a guiding light we follow through. You are near, your love remains, breaking fear and lifting chains. Give us grace for today, peace for our mind, strength to walk when the way is tight. We fix our eyes on truth that stays by faith and love. We're winning every day.
Good morning. Welcome to another beautiful moment on Winning Every Day. I'm so glad you're listening today. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, take a moment to settle your heart and open yourself to what God wants to say to you. Today, I want to speak to you about stay where He chooses. Our Bible text is from 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 2 to 4, which says, "And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be, that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." There is a powerful part of Elijah's story that we can easily overlook. After Elijah boldly declared God's word to King Ahab, God told him to leave and go to the brook Cherith. It was not a palace. It was not a place of public recognition. It was not even a place where Elijah could see what God was doing next. God simply told him, "Go there." And then God made a remarkable promise. "I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." Notice that last word, there. The provision was connected to the place God had chosen. Elijah had to stay where God told him to stay before he could experience what God had arranged for him there. Sometimes, we become uncomfortable with the place God has assigned us because it doesn't look like much is happening. You may be in a season where you feel hidden. Maybe your career isn't moving as quickly as you expected. Perhaps your business is growing slowly. Maybe you're serving faithfully, but nobody seems to notice. You may even be wondering why God hasn't moved you into something bigger. But hear this today. A place can look ordinary and still be the place of God's purpose for your life. Elijah's greatest need at Cherith was not a change of location. It was trust. The brook eventually dried up. And when it did, God gave Elijah another instruction. He said, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath." 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 9. That is important. Elijah moved when God said move, not simply when circumstances became uncomfortable. There is a difference between moving because God is leading you and moving because you are frustrated. Sometimes God says, "Go." Sometimes God says, "Wait." And sometimes God says, "Stay." All three require obedience. Psalm 37 verse 7 says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him." You don't have to force your way into the next season. You don't have to abandon something simply because it has become difficult. You don't have to compare your journey with somebody else's. If God planted you there, there can still be grace there. I don't know what you are passing through today. Perhaps you're asking God for a door to open, while He is asking you to remain faithful with the door that is already open. Perhaps you're praying for the next instruction, but God wants you to obey the last one first. Remember this, God is not only interested in getting you somewhere. He is interested in preparing you while you are there. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 4, "Abide in me, and I in you." The secret is not merely knowing where to go. The secret is learning to remain where God wants you until He says otherwise. So don't despise your present season. Don't abandon your assignment because it feels ordinary. Don't let impatience make you leave a place where God is still working. Stay where He chooses. Stay faithful. Stay prayerful. Stay obedient. And when He says move, move with confidence. I declare over you today, you will not miss God's appointed place for your life in Jesus' name. You will not be driven by fear, pressure, comparison, or impatience. May God give you discernment to know when to stay and courage to know when to move. Where God has planted you, may you receive grace to flourish. May hidden seasons produce visible results. May your obedience position you for divine provision, divine connections, and divine opportunities. And when your next instruction comes, may you recognize the voice of God and respond without hesitation. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and ask yourself, am I still where God wants me to be? Or am I trying to leave because the season has become uncomfortable? And ask another question, what has God already told me to do that I need to obey before asking Him for the next instruction? Don't rush past those questions. Action step for the day. Today, identify one instruction God has already given you that you have delayed, neglected, or become tired of following. Take one practical step of obedience. It may be making that phone call, completing that assignment, returning to prayer, serving faithfully, applying again, forgiving someone, or simply remaining committed to the work God has placed in your hands. Stay faithful where you are until God tells you where to go next. As we go, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Now, wherever you are, I want you to say this with me. Today, I trust God's direction for my life. I will not be controlled by impatience or comparison. I will stay where God has planted me, remain faithful to His instruction, and move when He says move. My provision is connected to His purpose, and my future is secure in His hands. I am exactly where I need to be for this season, and God is leading me into His best. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you for every person listening today. Give them wisdom to recognize your direction and grace to remain faithful wherever you have placed them. When they are tempted to give up, strengthen them. When they are confused, guide them. When it is time to move, give them courage. Let their obedience become a pathway to the provision, opportunities, and purpose you have prepared for them. Order their steps today and keep them in the center of your will. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending these few moments with me on Winning Every Day. And before you go, don't keep this message to yourself. Share this episode with someone who may be struggling with their present season and wondering whether they should give up. Your simple share could be the encouragement someone needs to keep trusting God. Until next time, remember, stay where He chooses, trust while you wait, and keep winning every day with Jesus. God bless you.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
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 How about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.